We're going to be taking a closer look this week at what went wrong before September 11th. The most deadly terrorist attack ever on U.S. soil came as a surprise to law enforcement. Now an ABC News investigation has found a trail of missed signals, lost opportunities, and warnings ignored, even though some people tried to sound the alarm. Here's ABC's John Miller.
In 1994, after the first attack on the World Trade Center, a terrorism analyst hired by the Pentagon warned that the United States was vulnerable to terrorist attacks using airplanes. Dr. Marvin Cetron wrote the report.
We saw Osama bin Laden. We spelled it out. We said the United States was very vulnerable. You could make a left turn at the Washington Monument and take out the White House. You could make a right turn and take out the Pentagon, because they already had a small airplane had crashed into the White House, and the French had just picked up an Algerian airplane that was reloading fuel in Marseille to hit the Eiffel Tower. So we knew that was going to happen, and we were scared.
But when the report was submitted, the Pentagon deleted the warning about an airplane attack and never released the report to the public.
They said, we don't want it released because you can't handle a crisis before it becomes a crisis, and no one's going to believe it anyhow.
Then, in 1998, after two U.S. embassies were bombed in Africa, two more reports on terrorism were commissioned. Former Ambassador for Counterterrorism Paul Bremer released his report in 2000.
Our main concern was with the intelligence community and the law enforcement community, which we believed both had evolved a culture of risk aversion.
The CIA failed to penetrate Al-Qaeda with a single agent, according to U.S. intelligence sources, because internal restrictions deterred the CIA from recruiting spies who had shady backgrounds. Senator Warren Rudman co-authored a report to Congress in 2000.
If they had the information that would protect our national security, we damn well should have used them.
The reports also found that vast amounts of data collected with satellites and other high-tech means could not all be processed. For example, ABC News has learned that shortly before September 11th, NSA intercepts detected multiple phone calls from Abu Zubaydah, bin Laden's chief of operations, to the United States. It was never passed on.
After all, we do have a joint anti-terrorism center, and that is a failure of information consolidation and analysis. It obviously, A, wasn't consolidated, and B, wasn't analyzed. Those are serious shortcomings.
All three authors recognized the shortcomings and made recommendations, including closer monitoring of student visas, the creation of a Homeland Security Office, and dropping the restrictions on who could be recruited to spy for the U.S.
No action was taken on any of our recommendations until after September 11th. And interestingly, since September 11th, almost every one of our recommendations has either been acted upon by the executive branch or is being put into law by Congress, which suggests that we probably had a pretty good menu of things to do before September 11th.
Tomorrow on World News, all the evidence of terrorist plots that the U.S. authorities missed.